Greetings, I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. This week, we're going to talk about faith. Now, I'm not talking about the faith, the Christian faith, that is the truth that have been handed down to us. Rather, I am talking about saving faith, our individual faith that takes a hold of Jesus as He's offered to us in the gospel. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." We hear there that faith, and faith alone, saves us. We have a natural bent to think that we can earn our way to heaven, that God is weighing our good deeds against our bad deeds, and if we do enough good, then we're in. But we just heard that salvation is not of our works. So no one will be able to boast about how they got into heaven by knocking it out of the park. Think about it. If we were able to get to heaven by being good enough, then why did God give His beloved Son to die on the cross to pay for sins? No, we're saved by believing in what Jesus did. We are saved by faith in Him. And notice, our salvation is entirely a gift. It's not something we earn. It is simply received. We live by faith alone for our salvation. In Hebrews 10, verses 38 and 39, God says, "My righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." I like how our confession of faith talks about having three principal acts of saving faith. We accept, then we receive, and finally we rest in Jesus for our salvation. Accept, receive, and then rest. When I'm teaching children about this, I draw a tall building and place a stick figure on the top floor. And I then take an orange pen and I set the bottom of the building on fire to show that the person on the top floor is in big trouble. The flames are climbing up the building. Then I draw a firefighter on the ground with one of those nets that catch people who jump out of burning buildings. And I point out how the three principal acts of saving faith work. Act one is accepting there's the firefighter there with a net that saves people in burning buildings. In the same way, we have to accept that we are sinners who will be judged, and Jesus is the Savior who saves sinners. Act 2 of saving faith is receiving the call of the firefighter. The firefighter is saying, "Hey, you in the burning building, if you jump, I will save you." In the same way, we're to receive the message of the gospel is for me. To receive salvation is not a generic call to men. It is for me. It is to hear the message and receive the reality that Jesus is my Savior. Of course, that is not enough to simply accept and receive. The guy is in a burning building. He can't stay where he is. He has to say like Van Halen, "Might as well jump." Trusting the firefighter will catch him. He has to rest in the promise of the firefighter to save. I'm sure you understand that last act of saving faith. We have to throw ourselves, our lives upon Christ, trusting His message and obeying Him. We have to rest in what He has done, and then seek to live obediently in reliance on the Holy Spirit. We throw our whole lives into Jesus' arms. Saving faith professes Jesus is Lord, listens to His words, and afterwards responds. It's to have confidence in Jesus and in Him alone to save. In Luke 6, Jesus says a man who calls Him Lord, hears His words and then obeys, is building his house on a sure foundation. He then contrasts that with those who call Him Lord, hear His words, yet do not obey. Such a person is building their house on the sand, and it will not stand in the judgment. My friends, trusting God will save everyone in human history won't cut it. Professing Jesus as your Lord is not enough. Your best obedience by itself will not get it. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Faith accepts, receives, and then rests in Christ, and then sees obeying Him as true freedom. Believe the good news, and know that God is pleased to to bring you into glory. Remember who you are and who you belong to.